Okay. Let's take a look together at something different and new. And I know it's Purim time, and we traditionally love to get together to study some of the biblical people, places, and things that go on in the Megillah. And as we've been doing this for the last 20 years, after a while, it gets a little bit difficult to find new things from this wonderful austere Hebra. So hopefully we'll be able to come up with something new that perhaps will totally change our perspective on the Megillah and on Purim as a whole. So, just before we start, just a friendly reminder, the way the shiur works is pretty simple. We pick a person, a place, or a thing that exists somewhere in Tanakh, in this case it'll be the Megillah, and we take it apart, and we take him or her apart, and we try to figure out, why is this person, place, or thing in my Megillah? What is going on with it? What do we know about it? How do we understand it? Why is it there? And then, of course, what message are we supposed to take from it? And so, of course, hopefully today, when we're working together, we'll be able to come up with something interesting, all right? Good. Terrific. Let's start at the beginning. I want to start, actually, away from the Megillah. Let's start with a contrast. Purim and Chanukah are both upon us. When we recite Chanukah, and we recite a Tefillah Al HaNisim, when we get to Purim, we also recite a Tefillah Al HaNisim. So the Tefillah Al HaNisim of Chanukah fits beautifully. We talk about the Nes, we talk about the military victory, we turn around and we say, V'achar kein bo banach ledvir beisecha, ufinu aseich alecha, v'dliku neiros. And then we talk about the Kviyas HaYantif. It has a whole story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. The tefillah makes a lot of sense. And then, let's shift over to the other side of the page. When we get to the Purim story, we also begin the same way, B'mei Mordechai v'Esther, B'keishlash midlaro gulabed, we hear about the plot, and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in helping us within that plan. V'ashivo salo gemulo b'rosho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. But then, instead of telling us about the Kfiyas HaChag, V'talu osovies banav alhoitz, we end off talking about something about a tree, right? That Haman and and his children are hung on the tree. Whoa, 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 whoa. Towards the end of my Megillah, Haman gets hung on a tree in Perek Zion. Why are we going on and on about this tree after that point? If the main point is as it appears over here in the Al HaNisim, get me to my bagel earlier. Get me out of the night laning. What is going on? Why do we stop at the high point of the Al HaNisim with the Talaroso Vesmana Balaitz? And by the way, while we're at it, why are we highlighting that they were hung on a tree? Why don't we just simply say Venera Kuhubanav? The Chasam Sofer actually asked that question. He also asks another question. Why is it so important for us to tell us he was hung? Why not focus on Yeshua's Mordechai Vester? Clearly, there are things to be learned from the focus of the tree, and so this afternoon, I'm hoping that we take the time out to try to figure out what's growing on, what's going on with this tree here in Megillas Esther. So I think in order for us to really go ahead and figure it out, let's start with our understanding of what the role of the tree was. What do we know about the tree? What? Yeah, so let's take a look at source number two, right? Vatomer lo zeresh ishto v'chol ohavav. His wife Zeresh and all of his loved ones, which of course is something we've discussed in the past, who ever heard of the fact that his wife was not among his loved ones, which speaks volumes about domestic tranquility, but that's not for today. Yasu eitz gavoa chamishim amah. Zeresh told him to go ahead and make a tree that's 50 amos tall. Ubaboker emor lamelech v'yitzu es Mordechai alav. And in the morning tell the king to go ahead and hang Mordechai on it. Uvom ha-melech ala mishta sameach. Vaitava davar lefnei Haman vayasa eitz. That he should come to the king's party happy. And this issue was something that was very, very good in the eyes of Haman. And he went ahead and he made the tree. Now, why is this so important? Why did Zeresh come up with the tree? And what's up with the 50 amos? And why in the morning? Why is that such an important idea? And most importantly to me, why is someone so happy with that idea? We'll see. We'll have to take a look. We'll see. Anything else? Anything else we know about the tree in the Megillah? So, yes, that is correct. Look at source number three, which is in Perek Vav. That in the high point of the Megillah, right, where all of a sudden we have the Croton Watch change of the game, and the king is having trouble sleeping, and he reads about Mordechai and Bigson and Seresh, and in that process, source number three, the king says, who is in the courtyard? V'Haman ba, Haman had come, lachatzar beis hamelech hachitzona, to the outer courtyard, lemor lamelech leklosas Mordechai aloetz, to tell the king to hang Mordechai on the tree, asher hechin lo, that he prepared for him. Why are those last three words, asher hechin lo, so important to us? Lemor lamelech leklosas Mordechai aloetz. Why are we highlighting asher hechin lo? We'll have to come back to that, but it seems sort of redundant, doesn't it? Yeah, I know it seems redundant. Right. We'll have to see what the Gemara says about that. Of course, you know that's our style. Just hang on a second. Anything else? Let's go for... There are two more eight references, or so it seems, in the text here. In Perek Zion, after everything comes to an unraveling, and Esther points out to Achashverosh that Haman's trying to kill her and her family... Vayomer Charvona, our big fan Charvona shows up. Echad minay sarisim lifnei hamelech gam, which of course I always point out is that key word in the Megillah. It always seems to imply something big that's happening. Gam hinei ha'itz asher asa Haman leMordechai asher diber tova laMelech omid beveis Haman gavoa chamishem ama. Also, we see the tree that Haman prepared for Mordechai, who spoke good about the king, and it's 50 amos high. The king says, hang him on it. Now, why does Charvona have to give this whole long language drasha? There's a tree that he wants to hang him on. What's with the 50 amos, and where it's standing, and all of this? What are we supposed to take away from that? And then the pasuk continues, right? So we keep highlighting, he prepared it for Mordechai, he prepared it for Mordechai. What are we supposed to take about that? And why is the king so calm once Haman is killed? Story's not over. Got another three prakim. Which is why in the list, pasuk which I want to refer to, in Perek Tes, Vayomer Esther Malamelach Tov Yinasin Gam Mochor LaYudim Asher B'Shushan Lasos Kedas Hayom. Esther asks Achashverosh to prepare in one extra day, which we'll call Shushan Purim, to do that which he did today. Ve'isaseres b'nei Amon yitlu aloitz, and they'll hang the aseres b'nei Amon. And of course, the next day, that is indeed what happened. Vayom re'elch le'asos kein v'atinosein das b'shushan ve'isaseres b'nei Amon talu. So why is the hanging of the children so important? What are we supposed to get out of the children of Amon? Right. So this is kind of confusing. I know everyone always... Everyone loves to ignore the tree. That's right. So now we have to figure out why. Why is it so important? So let me ask you a question. Where did this tree come from? Where? Oh, that's interesting. You say Kodesh Kadashim. What do you say? The Teva. How'd you hear that? Your kid brought it home from school? That's amazing. I have an answer for both of you. Right. What do you say? Gan Eden. We'll have to think about that for a second. Let's see what we got. The answer may be right to all three of you. Let's take a look. First of all, in source number 5, the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, the Hager edition, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shalita, one of my old counselors, many summers ago today, one of the great Rashi Yeshiva at Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Al-Khanan told us that the Hager edition of the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer is definitely the authoritative one. So in it, the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer tells us, V'tziva amelech l'tloso aloetz, he said, the Achashverosh said to hang Haman on the tree. But osa shama asa Elio, what did Elio come and do? Nidme l'charvona echad misari se amelech, which is something we've learned many, many times before. Yeah, you know how we know. Because when the Torah uses it, when the Megillah uses the language Charvona in Perek Aleph, he has an Aleph at the end of his day. And when it comes to Perek, to the later Perek, to Perek Zion, it's Charvona with a Hey. So like Charvona with the Aleph ran away, Charvona with a Hey is the understudy, Elio. So you know, Elio, this is an old AI shtick. We've been talking about this for 15 years. when we take a look, we always say they share the same last name. On Purim, we say Vigam Charvona Zachor Latov. Charvona's last name is Zachor Latov. Whom else do we know has the last name Zachor Latov? Harachamon Uyishlach Lanu Esel Yohanavi. That's right, Zachor Latov. Okay, but that's shtick. The fact is that the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that he came in a Charvona outfit, Echam Yisari Sei HaMelech, and Amar Lo, and he said, Adoni HaMelech, Yesh Eitz Beveso Shel Haman Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadashim. There is a tree in Haman's house from the Kodesh HaKadashim. So what do we see? We see that this Eitz was from the Kodesh HaKadashim. Daniel, very good. But don't give up so fast. Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Peshalach has a slightly different suggestion. Take a look at source number 6. V'haya Haman Mivakesh Korah Shel Chamishim Amah. Haman was looking for a beam that was 50 amos long. V'lomatza ela korah shayisa beveso. He found a certain beam in his house. Shahaya beno parshandasa ha'egmon be'kadronia. His son, parshandasa, was the governor of Turkey. V'natal neser echad mitevaso shel noach shasa kadosh baruch hu zichron li'olam. Sheidu doros olam la'avi shehivi mabo li'olam. Parshandasa took it from the Teva. The Teva was on Hare Ararat in his district. And why was it there? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to highlight Tevas Noach. So it either comes from the Beis HaMikdash or it comes from the Teva. It could be argued that it came from both. What's the significance? Yes, I know I have an opinion, but do you have an opinion? Could be. Let's take a look. And if there is a significance, to whom is the significance, and how is it significant, and why is it significant? So we'll have to see. And as you're considering that, please take a look at source number 7, because I think it will play a crucial role. Source number 7 is the Yalkut Shimoni, right here in Esther. V'atomer lo zeresh ishto v'chol lo avav. Samer Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shalosh me'os ishishim chamisha bale'itza hayu lo lo oso rasha. There were 365 advisors for Haman. Veloha yodim eitzah kezeresh ishto. None of them could advise the way Zeresh does. So Amr lo, Zeresh turns to Haman and she says to him, look, im Yehudihu, im tapi leyu lekivshana eish kvar alo chanan mishal of Azaria. Right? You should just know, if you think you're going to toss him into a fire, the Jews have been saved from the fire. Tashlichu legova rayos, if you're going to throw him into a lion's den, kvar ala daniel mitocho. Te'asru beveso asurim, if you think you're going to stick him into a prison, right? Kvar yatsi Yosef mitocho. Yosef came out of there. Imba midbar tegaleu, if you're going to try to do to throw him into the midbar, like Yul Brenner does to Charlton Heston in the Ten Commandments. So you should just understand, Bamidbar Parav Rav, who Zeresh says, just know that also is not going to help you too much, because in the Midbar, B'nai Yisrael were successful. Vim Tenakir Einav, if you think you're going to knock out Mordechai's eyes, Rabim Hamish Shimshon Acharichin. Shimshon was successful afterwards. So therefore, what do I think you should do? Elav et Utalu Aloetz, right? You should hang him on a tree. And why? V'chasha b'daito shebizman kriya shma yitlas Mordechai. Yalkut Shimoni adds that the idea was so good that Haman thought he was going to hang him at the time of kriya shma. Why kriya shma? Why does that factor into the discussion? Yes, Rabbi Yonas and Abishitz does have a comment over here. Maybe we'll have a slightly different comment, but yeah, it's fair to recognize his comment in the Yaros Dabash, yes. Okay, so we've got a lot to think about over here. We have a tree that comes from the Beis HaMikdash or from the Teva of Noach. We don't understand why. This tree is kind of important. It's in the Alanisim, but that seems like a midway point. I don't know for whom the significance is, and I know the tree is going to be used to hang somebody at the time of Kriya Shema. What does that do for us? Okay, we'll have to see. But you said, yeah. What did you say? Remember, I didn't forget you. Yeah, yeah. There was a tree that had something to do with Gan Eden. Where'd you learn that from? I'm sure you heard once before. Okay, cute. But I want to show you that that tree was not any old tree. There's Gemara and Chulin. The Daf Yomi is now learning Masechta Chulin. It's Gemara and Chulin on Daf Kaf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, where the Daf Yomi sort of brings down. Says the Gemara source number 8. Haman Minat Torah Minayin. Where do you know Haman from in the Torah? So the Gemara says, you want a hint to Haman? It comes from Haminoites. That's right. When Adam HaRishon was in the garden, and God blows the whistle, and he says, Adam, Ayeka, where are you? So Adam goes over, and he starts this whole excuse process. Va'ira, kero manochi, vo'ichavei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wait a minute. Mi gid lecha kero mata? Who tells you that you're not wearing any clothes? Ha-min ho-eitz. Did you eat from that tree? Which tree? That's right, the Eitz Hadas. Correct. So what does that mean? Why do we need a Ramaz? Take a look at the Maral over here, source 8a. He says, there's a depth to this Gemara. Haman comes from Amalek. Amalek comes from the Eitz Hara, from the Koach of Samuel. Right? V'kachaya Adam, Haman wrote to the Heidar Omisa Yisrael, Shem Befrat, Nikru Adam. Just like Samuel wanted to bring death into the world, so too Haman wanted to bring a death to the Jewish people, which is, of course, the Purim story, is it not? Bikesh lahashmid laharogu la'abedes kol ha'yehudim minarvad zaken tafanashim. Death equals death. Exactly. So the connection between Haman and a tree is death. That's the point. That's what we're supposed to take away. I imagine not right, because the sources still go on for a while. Right, very good. Okay, so then what is it? Okay, folks, so in order to make it fair, I have to put out some of the other tree Haman connections. First of all, Atosis. I live in Elizabeth. I have a deal with Rabbi Teitz. The PhD in math, she'll teach math. The PhD in clinical psychology, she'll focus on psychology. But every so often, I'm allowed to break the rule. And that is only when it's not mine. So Tosis, in Masechta Megillah, does play the Gematria game. Tosis says that when Haman went to Achashverosh, and he made the claim, HaKesef Nasun Lach, that the money is yours, Tosis comments and says, Gematria, the HaKesef, right, you should just know, excuse me, the Gematria of HaKesef, of the money, counts or equals HaEitz, which is a hint to tell us that you're going to be hung. Sheyisla alav, you, Haman, are going to be hung by the tree. So now it's a money issue. The issue connection with the tree is about money. What does that have to do with anything? But wait, there's more. Source number 10. The Gemara makes a comment and tells us, in Megillah and Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph, the last comment was from Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Tosas. But here Torah, he says, when Chavona spoke up about Alo Eitz Asher Heichinlo, the Gemara says, Tana, we have an important brisa. There's a very important addition over here. What's that? Lo Heichin. It was prepared for him. Heichinlo, Lo Heichin. What does that mean? Right, you are perplexed. Yes, it is saying the same thing. In fact, you and the Turei Evan in Source 10a and many, many others turn around and still don't understand. What is the big deal? Of course, ultimately, it means that Haman was going to be hung there. But what's the message? Why does the Gemara want us to know? Why does the extra words have to appear in the Pasuk? What is this all about? So now we've got the wood from the tree that's inside Haman's house that has something to do with the Beis HaMikdash and has something to do with Tevos, Noach. What has to, I have no idea. That he wants to use to hang Mordechai during Kriya Shema. Why, I have no idea. Right? And this tree is the ultimate point because it's the end point of the Alanisim. I got it. And it has something to do with the money, I understand. And death, which we don't get. And we know that he prepared it for himself. But what is going on over here? Does anyone have any clue? Of course not, because I fit. Not exactly. But I certainly didn't give you everything. That's right. Before, when I told you I had given you, I left you with the impression that I had given you all of the hints to the tree, I think I might have forgotten one, because it didn't seem as relevant. In the second parak of Megillas Esther, source number 11, right, exactly, by Yamim Ahimu Mordechai Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech, in those days, Mordechai was sitting in the king's palace, Katzap Big Sam Vasar Shni Sarisei HaMelech Mishomer Asaf, they decided that they were going to kill Achashverosh, Vayivada, Davon, Mordechai, Vayagid, Lester, Amalka. The issue became apparent to Mordechai. He told Esther, Vatomer Esther Lamelech, Vashay Mordechai. And Esther told the story over in the name of Mordechai. And of course, as you know, exact. Right. Vayivukash Hadavar, Vayimotsei. The item was checked out, it was investigated. We only accept things because people say so. Vayitalushne Amalits. That's right. There's another tree. They were hung on the tree. Now, is that a haphazard tree reference? No, I know it doesn't have to do directly with Haman, you think. But take a look at this Sefer Yosefun. So that's right. It's the next source. Source 11a. The source turns around and tells us, Vayagin Mordechai Adavor Le'Esther Amalka Bastodo. Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. So Mordechai told the story over to Esther, who was his niece. Was his cousin. Bastod. Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. Vayivukash Adavor Vayimotzei. The investigation was launched. Vayitalush De'emal Eitz. V'Haman Asa Kol Yechalto. Haman tried to save Big Son Voseresh. He was in on the gig, but he wasn't able to do so. Vatichtov emunas Mordechai u'maseyu imamelech b'sefer hazichronos. The emuna of Mordechai and his actions. What does that tell us? And what is emunas Mordechai u'maseyu? How does it compare to Haman? What does it have to do with a tree? So again, we have a tree playing not one but three roles in the Megillah. We have Big Son and Zeresh. We have Zeresh and Haman, and we have the hanging of the sons. We make a big deal out of two of them in the davening on Purim. The tree seems to connect to Noach and or the Beis HaMikdash. Haman is also connected to a tree. This one in Gan Eden. But our tree is also linked to money. Is any of this coming together? And if so, how does it fit the theme of the Megillah anyway? And so, I think in order for us to take a look at this, I have to introduce a new concept. You're all familiar with the Wenger Corollary? The Wenger Corollary states in these Shiurim that names mean something. When something gets a name in Tanakh, we have to analyze that name and realize what the name has to do. I'm not going to use the Wenger Corollary today. It's been 15 years of us learning together, 21 years of biblical personalities. So I think it's time to introduce a new idea, which I named for my good friend, Shapsi Lax. I'm going to call it the Lax Limud. What is the Lax Limud? We'll take a look in a second and we'll see. First of all, when he discusses the issue of trees in these parashios, the parashios of the parashios of Truma Tetzaveh, Kisisa Vayaka Bekudei, and the parashios of the Mishkan, we see a lot of trees. We spent a lot of time last time together when we were talking about Chibra Melech Tzur, right? We talked a lot about the trees. So Rosham Shemofal Hirsch, in Parshas Truma, he tells us about the trees. Source number 12. The trees tell us about steady, progressive growth, vigor, continuous development. That's all great, but what does it have to do with anything? What is it about growth, and etc., that Hama... You think Hama was trying to stop growth? Well, then you're going back to the death thing, right? Right, but how does that connect? You want me to put it together. I want to try something a little different in honor of my friend Shapsi. So Shapsi turns to me a lot sometimes, and he'll ask me, oh, did you think about this? How'd you deal with this? Etc., etc. So last Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, Shapsi leans over to me, and he says to me, hey, Rabbi, what happened to the Atzei Shittim? What happened to the Krashim in the Mishkan? I said, what do you mean, what happened to them? He says, they stayed forevermore. What happened with them? So forgotten, but there's a Gemara in Yuma that makes Shapsi's point. Take a look, source 13 in front of you. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph points out, in the name of Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Davar Acher, Omdim, we talk about Atzei Shittim Omdim, we're told, Shema Tomar Avad Sivranu Batel Sikuyan, you think that what? They are pointless, so therefore they get destroyed. Talmud Lomar Omdim, and that's why the Pasuk comes along and tells us that they're standing, that they stand forevermore. So apparently somewhere, the Atzei Shittim are standing. Now, how could trees stand forever? And what's the point of having them around forever? There is no longer a Mishkan, and once the Beis HaMikdash was made, it was made in stone. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira points out that already once the Mishkan was made in stone, there was no need for the Krashim anymore. But they're still around forevermore. Yeah. So, what does that have to do? Right? So, I know. Okay, we'll have to take a look. We'll see. I want to throw a theory on the table. You ready? You may not all agree with this. But it's okay. That's what it's here for. I want to suggest that trees, by definition, are providers. They're balei chesed. It's not only me who says that. Look at source number 14. In Sfas Emes, in Parashas Bechukos, in source 14, the Sfas Emes also does that. And he says, look, I'll jump to the underline, Halomatzinu. What do we learn? Koros Beisha Shalada Me'idin Alav. When we talk about the beams, the tree of a person's house, testifying for him, right? When you Mikosha came Hatzadik Bemasim Tovim, Bivade Mashmiya Kolola Meirachok, just like the beams of a person's house turn around and offer a perspective, so too over here. And that's why we talk about Oz Yiranenu Kol Atze Hayar. That's in regard to Am Yisrael, we are often compared to trees. Why? We have that ability to give. Right? And forget about that. I have another great source. You guys are all familiar with it, thanks to A.B. Rottenberg. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Hei Amud Beis, source 14a. When a person does a chesed to another person. So we had that episode with Dam Arayim, and what happened? He wanted to give him a bracha, and what did he say? Elon, Elon. That's right. Tree, tree, bama avarechacha. Right? What can I give you as a bracha? Im omer lechashu perusecha mesukin. If I want to tell you that your fruit should be sweet, hare perusecha mesukin. Your fruit are already sweet. That your shade should be beautiful. It's already beautiful. That there should be a brook underneath you. The trees, the saplings that you give off, should grow to be like you. So too, he says, what should I give you a bracha? Imba Torah, Torah, Imba Osher, Osher, Im Kibonim, Rebonim, El Yerotzen, Shiyut, Tzetzei, Meyecha, Kamoscha. So, by definition, we see trees, as compared to Talmidei Chachamim, both are involved in Chesed. It makes sense. As opposed to grass, trees give. They give fruit, they give shade, just by being who they are, and they grow in the process. Now, here's my question. What is chesed? What do you think? Selflessness. So you have to be selfless to do a chesed. What happens if I have plenty, but somebody else needs something? You know, the person comes to my house and says to me, I need a cup of sugar. I have 5 pounds of sugar. A cup of sugar ain't a problem. So is that, did I do a chesed for the person when I give him the... Right. So now you're saying that when I take care of somebody else's needs, that's called chesed. So what's the difference? I'm wondering if the difference is precisely the difference between Mordechai and Haman. Maybe our difference of defining chesed as being selflessness on behalf of the one who's doing the chesed, or taking care of the need of the other, which, by the way, is probably a lot more selfless. Right? Maybe there's a difference right there. What right do I have to say that? Rashiva Zatzal said so. Rav Govech Tasufas Marachis Chilek Beis Amud Shin Samach. Rav Govech was a master of Agadata. A master. So when he discusses the Purim situation, he tells us as follows, source 15, Mekoro Aruchani Shel Eitz HaGavoa Chamishim Hama Oso Yid Haman LeMordechai. Right? The source for the tree was set aside from Haman for Mordechai, who ben nesa shadala Haman mitevas Noach. It came from the board that Haman took from the teva of Noach. V'kava b'koros beso, he put it into his house. Why? Because tafkido shal nesa zesh, says Rav Govech, the point of this board, l'shamesh zecher v'lekach l'doros olam, it's supposed to be a reminder for future generations, sh'olam chesed yibaneh. Rav Govech already sees this as a basis of chesed. Haman also took the idea of giving and being selfless. The only thing is, he wanted to use the giving process in order to take, right? Haman gets the selflessness of chesed, and so therefore, how does he do that? If he wants to be successful, he has to be a selfless person. Maybe that's why he gave the money. But when you, and yeah, now you understand, chesed, kesef equals eight. I'm giving it away, I'm a tree now. But he's losing in the process. He's losing the trees in the grass. Oh, yes, it's not just a pun, Marv. No. I'm building, I think we're going to understand the kapitel and tell him that we say all the time. We get chesed differently. We get chesed from the trees. Take a look at this Medrash in Tehillim, source 16. It comes from Mizmor Lamed Zayin. She'ilule kana Avra, kine Avraham, lo haya kone shamayim v'aretz. When Avra meets up with Malki Tzedek, he gets a lesson. Amos haikine, what's the Medrash say? When does Avram get jealous? She'amar la Malki Tzedek. He turns to Malki Tzedek, who was Shem ben Noach, good. Ketzad yatzasim in ha-teva. How did you come out of the teva? The what? Teva. Watch. Amar le, he says, "Bitztaka shayinu osin sham." So Shem tells him, "Excuse me, we did chesed." So Amalov chimat staka hayalachem lasos b'teva. So Avram Avinu says, "What chesed did you do? V'chianiim hayu sham? It was just you guys. Lo hayu sham ela Noach ubanav. Ulemi ayisem osim staka. Where were you doing chesed?" So Amar le says, "Shem Malki Tzedek, whatever you want to call him, says back to Avram, ala behema." We did it for all the creations. We didn't sleep at all. We had to feed everybody at the right time. So now all of a sudden Avraham Avinu slaps himself and then he says, "Whoa, if I would have turned around and I if they would have been in the teva, they wouldn't have gotten out had they not done chesed to animals and birds. V'kivin shasu staka yatsu, and because they did that chesed, they got out. V'ani imesem b'nei adam halachas kama v'kama. If I do chesed, this is Avram's raison d'etre. Raison d'etre? Right? This is what he's all about. He did chesed li Avraham. So certainly I will get out of it. But osa shah, the source for Avraham Avinu's point of living, comes from this episode. Oso Shah Nata Eshel Beber Sheva. What does he plant? An Esha. What's an Esha? A tree! What's a tree? Achilash Sia Levia. Avraham Avinu's idea of chesed comes from what? Exactly, says the Medrash. He gets it from a tree. So now that you get this, the entirety of Purim surrounds trees. Now, the connection to the tree, if what we're saying is correct, the entirety of the storyline makes sense, right? If you're going to connect to the Purim story through Haman's example of trees, so then you're connecting from the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas also gave. It was a very giving tree, but a different type of giving tree, not Charles Silverstein, no. It gave off the Eitz Hadas. You get the image of the, I think it's, what is this, Snow White? Right, the one where the tree comes out, you get that Walt Disney version of the tree putting out its apple in the evil look. That tree does a weird chesed, a chesed like Haman's chesed. It's not really chesed. It's chesed who? In the Torah's negative style. That chesed leads to death or destruction through selfless giving. That's not selfless, right? That's really selfish giving. Or do you get the chesed of the Purim story through the trees that are the teva, via Avraham Avinu, which takes care of everyone's needs? By the way, isn't that exactly what happens throughout the Megillah and the Tshuva process? Isn't that what Esther says? Get together, v'tzumu alai, you take care of me, and then I'll do the same for you? Now you can understand why all the mitzvahs of the day, at least as identified in the Megillah, are about what? Giving, right? Aren't those all about giving? Exactly. So the sum so far, before we hit bonus, what do we have? We have a tree that is the ultimate of the message and the secret of Purim. And it's not only the ultimate because it served in the beginning. If you create an environment of chesed that's based on you, not only will you get hung, but your children will be hung. There is an end to the process. The tree doesn't serve to help you grow. It doesn't give. It is a waste, and all of a sudden there is no future. On the other hand, if you engage in chesed the way that the Torah tells us, to take care of somebody else's needs, whether that need is a pick-me-up through a mishloach manos, or a financial need, like matanos levyonim, if you daven for another person because that person has a need, then there's a basis for a future. Then there's strength. If you turn around and get that message together, then all of a sudden you understand where koros beso shel adam holich. And now you understand what the Gemara meant before when it said lo hechin. Call this a little bit drash, but you have to understand when Haman says that he was so selfless, he was making it for Mordechai. The Gemara tells us, no, lo hechin, the problem of the tree was he didn't understand. Everything he thought he was doing selflessly was not selfless. Everything he did for himself. Lo hechin. And so if we get this all together and we understand, that if you roll up your sleeves and you do raya chesed, then there's a process over here. We grow from the toughest points, lahagid baboker chastecha b'munascha b'alelos, yes, right, b'froach rishon kimo esev, when the rishon try to sprout out like grass, they will be destroyed. Ve'atam arom li'olam Hashem, you're there. Kinei avecha Hashem, inei avecha yovedu. Chuvasam hayif salon netzach, that's what it's all about. The oivim of Hashem may try to spread like grass, but they don't give. They don't really give because they don't want to take care of the needs of other people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that. And so those people are ultimately destroyed. But how are we the tzaddikim understood? Tzaddik katamar yifrach ke'eres balvanon yizgesh esulim beveis Hashem. Bechatzos elokeinu yafrichu. We flourish. Whether it's from the Beis HaMikdash or from Tevas Noach, whatever the case is. And when that happens, od yinuvun v'seva l'hagid ki ashar Hashem, suri v'lo avla sabo, to declare emuna in Hashem. When we act like a tree, we have the ability to defend and defeat. And therefore we become the ultimate of the Purim story. Suri v'lo avla sabo. Yes, if I stopped right here, it would be awesome. But let me give you two thoughts, as is our style, to carry it a little further. Let's call this the bonus rounds. First of all, I think if with this yisod of the difference of chesed, the idea that when a person is he giving or is he taking it for himself and just calling it being selfless, now you can understand what my mother always calls chesed. Chesed begins at home. Why do we have that big introduction in the Megillah? It's also what I call anti-bagel time. You know, when you want to get to your bagel so fast, you're hungry, it's a late day this year, even more so with daylight savings time. So what do I need the whole beginning over here with the story about who's in charge, etc.? But based on what we're saying, Mamuchan's argument, which led to the declaration, Leos Kolish Sorer Bebeso, Umedaber Kelshona, Leos Kolish Sorer Bebeso, Umedaber Kelshona Mo, it's all about chesed. It's all about the anti-chesed. And who's Mamuchan? Haman, you think you're in your house, you think you're giving to a spouse, you think you're engaging in the understanding of Rav Dessler's Hav, of the Ahava, but you have to understand that's a danger. And maybe this is part of what the Gemara in Kittin tells us in that famous Gemara, Aska Deris Karv to Chara Beitar, where in Beitar, the practice used to be that when people, boys and girls were born, they would plant different types of cedar trees. And why? Because at the time they got married, they would cut them down and they would use them for binyanim. To make a binyan, a good binyan has made with trees. A good binyan has all sides being like a tree, being giving like a tree. The problem is that when part of the tree gets cut down, what do you do at that moment in time? How do you handle it? The secret to Purim is the understanding to be a different kind of tree. And not to use it as a means to fall on yourself. That's thought number one. Build on it. I know you could go with it. Take it. And this Shabbos, we're benching Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh is going to be next week on Thursday and Friday. So I came across a nice comment from Rav Gedalia Shor, who in his volume on the Moadim, when he talks about this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakel and Shkolim, so he points out the Megillah, the Gemara in Sukkah, about the Atzei Shittim, right? Which is similar to the Gemara we quoted from Yuma. So he turns around and he says, what does Adar come from? Adar comes from Adur. And Gedalia Shor wants to suggest, Adur means, I'm going to live there. I'm going to live where? So Rav Gedalia Shor, Shalita wants, Zatzal, in Source 18, he wants to suggest that where did those Krashim go? They're inside you and me. Because we, when we take the idea of making ourselves into trees, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a place to hold on to inside each and every one of us. And that's the Avodah Vadar. When they were doing what? Well, as we're going to see in Parshas Pekudei, the Melechus HaMishkan was done at the end of the month of Adar. And so, of course, the Atzei Shittim were finally able to hold, to stand up tall and proud. When? In the month of Adar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Makom Shechina, believe Kol Echad Ve'Echad Me'itanu. So to summarize, yes, we have understood that this idea of Italu Oso Vespanav Allah Eitz serves not only as a role then by Yom and Mahim, but it serves Bisman Azeh. Back then, it taught us the difference between chesed that looks like we're being selfless, but really we are being selfish, the Haman style of chesed, and the chesed that really just looks at the other person and says, what can I do for you? And what is it that I can give to you? And if we get the difference between those two practices, there's no limit to how far we can go. And Yimei HaPurim HaEila Lo Yamush Mitoch HaYehudim V'Zichrom Lo Yasuf Mizarab. The days of Purim, this month of Adar, will forevermore be entrenched inside each and every one of us. If we turn it around and keep it in our minds, Chuasa Ma'isa La Netzach, the Yimei HaPurim will be a salvation forevermore, and the tree will keep on growing. I thank you all very much, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue. Thank you.